Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the mound. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Montague moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it and throws to second for the out. Montague scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Alexander moves to second. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Olsen moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olsen moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Olsen covering, for the out. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Morgan scores. Sewell scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Pete Appleton now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Cecil steals third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Harder reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Harder moves to third. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gallagher now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Morgan moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan has Morgan trapped. There's the throw to Tate and back to Ryan, who tags Morgan for the out. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olsen moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olsen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander scores. Whatwood moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. George Stumpf pinch hits for Ed Gallagher. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.